Here's Tom Wolfe. Hello.
Good morning, mate. How you going?
I'm going very well. So, congratulations. Another number one song on the country charts.
Look, incredible, mate. You know, and I think it's made a little bit more special with everything that's going on in the world right now with this one. So, it's really nice to have something to celebrate, mate. It's really, really great.
Yeah. The song is called Startin' Somethin', which we'll play shortly. But first, let's get to the album, which is Kids on Cassette. And it's out now.
It is. Yeah, it's been a mammoth. It's out, and we're really proud of it. I personally think it's probably some of our best work yet. You know, it's the age and maturity, and it's got heart, it's got soul, and it's got us. It's us through and through. You know, so I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, so people can download it, but you've also got signed CDs available through your website, I believe.
Yeah. Look, you know, often people don't listen to CDs anymore, but mate, we've got CDs, we've got vinyl, we've got cassettes. We're actually doing Wolf Brother Walkmans. You can buy a Walkman and a cassette. So, we're having a bit of fun with this one and just seeing what we can do with it.
So you mentioned vinyl there. So how do you get vinyl pressed in Australia nowadays? Does anyone still...
there's a few places that do it. There's a place in Melbourne that makes cassettes, which is pretty amazing. You know, vinyl's been outselling CDs the last few years. Which is incredible. I think there's a real return to that kind of listening, you know, where now I guess everything's so much playlists and you can kind of just skip songs. You know, we're kind of with vinyl and cassette, you'd have to sort of listen to the whole album, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could skip, but it was just harder, you know. It was much more geared towards listening to the whole album. So, it's been challenging to get freight on time, especially with COVID, but... we're working through it. It's been a hell of a trip, let me tell you.
Now, you've got some shows planned in Queensland this month, including the Cloncurry Merry Muster, which is a huge rodeo at Cloncurry in far northwestern Queensland. Are you still able to get to that or what?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to be able to get to it, which would be good. You know, like airports are pretty much a safe zone, so we can sort of go in and be at that airport and go through. Very hard, mate. Like, touring is just so difficult at the moment, and you know, it's been challenging, but we're getting through it, and I'm hoping come this summer that, you know, there's a lot more people vaccinated and we're not going to be subjected to these sort of snap lockdowns, because it's the sort of uncertainty that's kind of just killing our business. It's killing live music, you know. And I know it's for safety, and I know everyone knows why they're doing it, but yeah, mate, it's I won't lie, it's been tough.
Well, at least you can get in a few gigs at the Longley Hotel then.
Yeah, well, that's right. Hey, you always at the Longley. No, we did one there with Thirsty Merc on the weekend, and that was wonderful. And look, it's all good. I mean, you know, there's a lot worse people in worse situations than us, but it's just, you know, as you know, we've been talking for years and we've been working at this for years, and when you watch your business just kind of disappear, it's a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah. The album Kids on Cassette. So can you think of a couple of cassettes that you had in the car when you were a young bloke driving around that were sort of like, you know, you'd listen to them constantly?
Yeah, well, first thing I ever bought when I, you know, had pocket money, I think it was a couple of bucks or something, you know. I bought the Yellow Submarine album on cassette. That was the first thing I ever bought. I loved... Eric, there was a period in time when, like, everybody in the world had that Eric Clapton Unplugged album.
Yeah, right, yep.
So that was one. John Williamson, a lot of John Williamson. You know, I can visualise driving with Dad with John Williamson cassettes on. Like, that's just, you know, that's a big part of our childhood. Bruce Springsteen, a fair bit of Springsteen. And the other big one in our house was James Blundell. So much James Blundell. You know, that was a big, where the big country pub come from. Mum was just obsessed.
Well, he was a good-looking rooster, so...
Yeah, he still is, too. It's intimidating.
Yeah, just stop and go away, James.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, this is great news that you got another number one. What's the deal with... are you still getting the odd bit of airplay in the United States? And we know you're going well in Australia, but what about overseas and that huge... Well, Canada and the USA?
Yeah, it's been good. Like, obviously, you know, we were sort of meant to be there the last couple of years, so yeah. That's not going to lie, it's been challenging, but the new duet, this is number one with Low Cash. Low Cash are American guys, and that's been really good. You know, we've been getting some airplay in the Midwest and all these sort of places that they've probably never heard of before. So really cool to see. Yeah, it's getting some traction. I mean, it'll really help when we can get over there and kind of, you know, work it. Work it as much as we can here. But, yeah, it's great. It's great to see there's a swell of fans sort of building over there, which is very exciting.
Righto. Very good, mate. I like the song. And, look, well, let's hope you everything's okay and you get up to North Queensland this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And hopefully we get up northwest soon.
You're due for a show at Molly's, I reckon.
Yeah, I think so. The big return.
Back to the roots, yeah.
No, good on you, mate. Thanks for having us, eh?
No, you're welcome. All right, here's the Wolf Brothers featuring Locash. It's from the album Kids on Cassette and number one on the country charts. I think it's... How many in a row now? How many number ones? I knew that. I just wanted you to say it and think about that. Yeah. 15 number ones.
Yeah, consecutive, which is just incredible. So... I don't even know what to say to that. Mind-blowing, really.
Just say, thank you very much. That's all you need.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
All right, there's Tom Wolf, and this is the Wolf Brothers Starting Something.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks, bye. Mate.